שמח מקודשת, שטר קדש בשטר, ונשכר השטר כנעומד, אין מקודשת. Because then, the key in his course of Yonet, and assume the key, highly good to let his soul, וחנמי, הוח, כאילו דיבור הבאום הארגשי, כחייל הקדש, לסל דיבור הבי ישלימה, גם הסונת סונת, גם אדם לראות לגבי את הסוס לידי דם, שישנה לו קורס וקיוני, וכרסית עלי לגור עמיר לגבי המקסת גיש גיש, so even the mirosh of the way Allah Alamed has a halei saflach Alamed. It's not like the Kaddish Bishtar Allah Alamed. So then the halei is Allah Alamed. But by Hegdesh, if he says Harei Zu Gdeisho Allah Alamed, so there is a halei now of Allah Alamed. Hier niet gewoon aan de man dat gezellig is. Kloekste, dat hier geen rust loopt is, maar je dus hoge schaamde, dan weer als je de wind was neerde dan. Heel graag af veel man de was, om gezellig is. Dat is dat hier geen hoge moord zou dan. Die thema, tegen aan de kipstira, kater de moord zou worden. Kieden de lei, geleidisch als je ze niet. Nee, dan in de zuiders. In het zie je, in het zicht, dat is niet ik naar ons is niet. Die kan op de adem, die kon niet. Of in het is bij haar gezien. Die kon aan het afge beschreven, hoe dat niet zijn. Maar hoe ze bij waar de afge in het is gezien. Moest van het er, Kim Lee Connelly, er eigenlijk aan het. Of de chemie van mij, namen. Daar heb ik המים עושים יש להם עד הכי אמור לסעוס להג'ית בקיימם של הג'ית קומה וכמנדו במח שכנדת בויש דצין סמרוס לגבי לסעוס להג'ית דומה סו יצחה לי סנאו על נחלו יוסף רבובין ורב יצחות ברב קמת רבי ימי וכמנם רבי ימי, יס ויקם לבאפד ולמפות מחיזת כדי שיש טיפשי דיבוי רבי אישי הנאיסים שתי פוטס לאיש ואום לו באחס עסקת שלי היין ובאחס עסקת שלי לאחס של קרשי וכנע מדה בקדוש איסא בו רבים, אמרו להם, מי קומי דמסטי, פודן הוא ופודן אחר. הוכם רבי איכן, פודן הוא חייזר נדשיס. פודן אחר נדשיס, ואיסא פודן אחר נדמי. איתמנם אמרו נעברמה, אמר רבי איכן, לא ישן לו שפודן הוא, אבל פודן אחרים, אין חייזר איסא נדשיס. תשאי לי בוי רבי איכן. דחי היכן. The Omar Masnis Shioch of the Agdish Nitis Haol Achash Yivra Om Melek Dusha Chalek Dusha Alaya Lanish Afogav Dach Gure Anishim Achapide Ochaname Chalek Dusha Shi Omar Achash Adash Shafopi Shigir So Lechoza Vichichar Lo Yishan Lishupadahu תחיב מדיפות הוא אולי הוא מיוסף מתיס הלאו מיוסף שדש או מיוסף שדים שחי ידש אבל פה נאחרים אפילו לכנס נאחר כן רשו שחי ידש בגלל את הרשו שאחרים תבין לפי שמיד שפי נאחרים נסתר לקרשו שבאל מורשם בלי שנם לפות האחרים דם לסמיד שנסגר שיש מיוסף שבר לרשו ואין בלי שנחל All right, now we'll start. Next mission. Haneda meyede ayam muta b'yeshi ayabosh. If somebody asks a noye from those who are travelers on the sea, so he's allowed to have a noye from travelers on the abosh. Yeshia aboshi, also be yodayam, because there is no traveler on the yam, there is no traveler on the yam who ultimately does not come back to Yabosh, even if he's a sailor all his life. But once in every month he certainly comes on and is the Yeshi Yabosh. Shayeda Yam Bechal Yeshi Yabosh. Loi Keilu Sheilu Kamakol Yafa. El Mi Shedad Lefosh. When the Mishnah speaks of Yeda Yam, they don't mean somebody who is Yeda Yam, he goes a small voyage. Me'akul Yafa. Oh, but it means he goes overseas. So the Gemara mentions Loi Keilu Sheilchem Akal Yaf Elo Bimi Shedarke Elo Shedarke Lifos Rav Popper Rav Acha Breit Raviki Echad Masna Reish Echad Masna Se Mandi Tona Reish Masna Anidi Mi Yeshayam Mutu Yishe Abosh Hobi Yayam Os. So what does it mean here, Yam Osa? Not just if he goes by voyage on a small trip for a few hours. The Lord be Lahilhe. Nakoyah. The whole Yishab, the howling, the howling Yishab Oshman, and Mishitakonifosh, Man the Masna Seife, Masnoch, Hanidam Yishab Oshi, Osabi Yadayam. If somebody asks a noye from those who see the sun, so even Isagino is also the banoy. So Mishabzel Mishachamo reis, my time will come on in a rain, he said, Mishachamo. If men, those who are able to see, should say beferesh, in a way, mafuke, so what does it mean to exclude dogim v'ubud? Because the sun doesn't see them. The yam, the yam. Haneda mishpeh oreish, those who have black hair, also b'chaoch, so he's not allowed to have anoye, even from a bold-headed place, or valet savers, even though at an old age, so the hair goes out, because the person is a person who has it. The mutab noshim v'ktanim. So it's mutab noshim v'ktanim. Why? Shenichon shkri ha'reish ela noshim. Because noshim always keep their hair covered. So that has reference to married women. Noshim Pnuyas and the country don't have their hair covered. And he's Mutabi Ktan, because Ktanim don't have the hair care covered. She nikhen she harei she ala noshim, ala sidara. Ktanim bali seya. Aber man hat viele Karochen noch. Wir kriegen die Schwere richtig, aber Karochen. Lab darf Kerli, weil es sie ist, dann mal Lab darf. Und ich muss auch mal, dass ich komme. Schwere reich, leisom, schon der Messiah leisom, die Schwere reich. Wir schrauben dann anders, die Schwere, die sind nicht so wie Schei, die sind in Nigle. Die Efter, die Messiah leisom, Leute mit Kusserei und Kuhareich. Wenn ich freue mich schwer, ist mich ja oben schlagen, Noshin. Weil ich ein Schocher, aber Noshin, ich bin ja immer. Mich sehe, wenn ich so ein Reich, oder um mich sei, ich so ein Ktan und Kind Leilam. Mich lebe, wenn ich ein Reich, oder um mich sei, ich. Du loi mi boye. Na, wenn die Gemora sehe, Nosim leon nichseites la first mysteries. When the law says tamen leon nigle, doesn't mean any cotton before bar mitzvah has to be showered, but it means a very young cotton, 2 years old. So his derech is not to cover his head. But a cotton that is 5 years old is already higia lechinuch, so the derech of observant parents is to make sure that the cotton is already higia lechinuch should always be mechas reishi with the younger kohen. So mele then is considered mechus reishi. Yolud means one who is already born. Neled means one who is destined to be born. Let's say a nuba. A nuba or somebody who is not yet born. A neledim or some neledim. If he asks those who are destined to be born, so is also those who are already born. Rab Meir Amat Rab Yehudim, the Chachom Meimim, the Chacham Zel Mishidaka Yerubot. The Rab Meir, the Loini Boyin Lady, El Man Osem. So Rab Meir says that if somebody he asks Yen Lodin, so is mutabi yodim. Elam manos. Elo hok. They come out from the base. They are not nivra b'meima. Haneda mishif shabes. Also be soil, also be kusim. Meich rishum, also be soil, also be kusim. If somebody makes a asas anoye from those who observe shabes, so he's not allowed to have anoye from Yisrael and not from Kusim, because Kusim are also Mishama Shabbos. And of course this Mishnah is to go according to Mandoma that Kusim Gira Emesi, because according to Mandoma Kusim Gira always in Shabbat Goy. So even if he's a Sabbath observer, let's say Seventh-day Adventist, he's not considered a Shema Shabbos. Shema Shabbos means one who is mechuyev to observe Shabbos, not somebody who is not mechuyev to observe Shabbos. Because Ezra was misakein that people should eat the Arif Shalili Shabbos shub in order to be able to have children. There was one big professor in John Hopkins University. He was considered 50 years ago as the greatest pharmaceutical chemist in America. And he was a Reish HaMaim, he was not a London, but he was a Dagri Mitzvah. And he tried to find reasons for mitzvahs at all. I mean, he was not alone, but he was a Reish Lakish, and even for Takanos Chacham. So he found a certain new vitamin, he discovered a new vitamin that one gets when he eats garlic. And today it's accepted that eating of garlic in foods is very important, not to be stale. It's called, I think, vitamin K or vitamin E or something like that, or vitamin I. That it was written up in the New York Times. And the reason as to how he discovered it is because he made experiments in order to explain the takone of Eich Rishum. Now the Rambam in the Chazoko does not mention the chiyuv of eating shum b'lil Shabbos. And the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah here in the Dorum says that this was only takone by Ezra Lishaiti. It was not takone there. Me'ili Yerushalayim also be Yisroel mutabe kusim, because the kusim did not believe in Yerushalayim. They are not ill Yerushalayim. So the question is, why does it make a difference whether they did it or didn't do it? Just as Likabe Shema Shabbos, it doesn't depend whether he actually observed Shabbos or not. Suppose he asked us from Shema Shabbos, so it'll still be also from Mechal Shabbos, as long as Mechuyev, and he'll be Mutar in the Goy, even though he's a Seventh-day Adventist. So Ligabe, Eli Yerushalayim, he should be also in anyone who's Mechuyev to be Eli Yerushalayim. Now, so I think the Pshat is because Kusim are not Maminim in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So Mele, since they're not Maminim in Torah Sheba'al Peh, so Mele, they cannot bring a call. They cannot bring a call, even though that in Shinishbo, because it doesn't depend upon the Shemosh. In other words, if he's not in Maimim, then Torah, so Mele, he cannot bring a korban. Some mele, since he cannot bring a korban, some mele, even though he's mechuyev, but since he's itnik shenishbo, so he's not considered as really mitzuve. It means mitzuve, and he's a chayte if he doesn't do it.
Even goyim can bring certain korbanos.
But a mumanat became hate some, and here we don't say tinikshin. Kenim shin and neach mutar be Yisroel, also be Yechovin, the Yisroel nofit mechav neach. So the Gemara says, kidin diya shavron is yashmi. Now, I want to discuss that at great length. In other words, from this Mishnah is mashma that a Yisroel does not have the Shemin Neach, even though biologically the Mitzias is the descendant of Neach. But Mishor Shenichnas Avrom Vinuli Bris, some Yosom Mechol Neach, and he was Niskadi with Jesus Yisroel. There will be less than good discussion. That we won't love. Tanah Abang, גר שמור בו יתובר רב לזרים מהרי זה גר שכן הוצינו אבסינו שמור בו יתובר תובר ולמור רב ישועים מהרי זה גר דבר שכן הוצינו בימוי שטובו ולמור רחום ממין טובו ולמור מור בו יתובר נגר עשיינו ויתעניף of course pastor like a home that new end to the amara and by no she truly is not so Rashi says what did mean Avisein Avisein is a more being in the ish ki she yosu misrai bi yosu mechor b'neach likabu ateo u likabu plishkin Bimoyis Nishisein Shetov. So Rashi explains Avisenu means Avisenu Misrai. Imasenu means Imasenu Misrai. The Ramban in Yevomes is Chelik HaRashi. And he says that Avisenu means Avraham Avinu. Because Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Nebris is Niskadish Dishas Yisrael. And Imasenu means Sorry, because when she was Nichnas to the breeze, so she was Niskash of the Shishwa. Now, then, I don't think that there is a machlekes in general in a din between the Rashi and Ramban. In Dushas Yisrael, there are two kinds of Dushas. One Dusha is a Dushas apart. Every individual Jew and every individual Jewess has Dushas Yisrael. And that Dusha, according to Rashi and according to Ramban and according to Rashi. So, traces dates back to Avraham Avinu and Sarah. But then there is a Dushas HaKlal. The Dushas HaKlal does not only extend to the Klal Yisrael as a collective, but to each and every Jew and Jewess has Dushas Yisrael as the Klal in him or in her, by virtue of the fact that he is a member of Klal Yisrael. The Dushas HaKlal stays back only to Yitzias Messiah, because Hayim Hazen Yisrael Yom. What does it mean, Tzias Mitzrayim? It means Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, we are used to say, took place at Sinai. Of course it took place at Sinai. Because the bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed in Sinai. But a mitzvah Zeis Lochem, the mitzvah Rishayin, or Rashi says, Shenistal B'Yisrael, Hachish HaZelachem, Achiz HaLachem was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. In Yisrael, the answer is, so that's Kabbalat HaTorah, and that's the reason as to why the Baal HaGadol says, V'igadotu levinu chol yochum Rosh Chodesh, Meichat Eisim Rosh Chodesh, what's the Yichas Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The answer is, the first Nitzel of the Torah, Achiz HaZelachem, was revealed in Mitzrayim. So Mimele, that's Kabbalah Satir. So I would say, since the whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was by Bitzacho Esom Mitzrayim Tavnes Lekir Ahor Haseh, so Mimele, we should say Yitzias Mitzrayim should begin Rish Nisan Tam Lema Vayimau. Now, so the Ramban and Rashi Amede, that are two Kedushas. Insofar the Kedushas Yisrael Refrat, they date back to Avraham Avinu. Insofar as Kedushas HaKlal is concerned, it's back to Kabbalat HaTorah, which is Mitzrayim. The machlekes between Rashi and Ramban is in regard to the Aloche, that Akum Abor Bas Yisrael, so the Daloch is that the flood is considered to be a child of the mother and not of the father. Because Rashi in Parsha Meir, at the end of the Meir, Vayetze, can I have a Chumash Vayikomei? Vayetze b'neisho Yisraelis v'hu b'mishmitze b'sir b'nei Yisrael v'ayinotsu b'machne b'nei Yisraelis v'isha Yisrael v'ayikei b'neisha Yisraelis Hashem v'ayikalo v'ayavir eisei almeishe v'shem eisei shlemis b'azdil matidon. So Rashi says b'nishmi v'isha Yisrael Bisebne Yisroel Muramich and Isgaya. So Rashi, that's a metal shot. So Rashi assumes that the Pshat and Isgaya is Kipshuti. He required Geus. So the Ramban is the Kashi. Why do you require Geus? After all, the mother was a Jewish woman. So the blood was a Jew without Geus. So the Ramban says that the metal doesn't mean that he required Geus Mamish. Jewish Israel, he identified himself with the Jewish people, not with the Egyptians. And then he mentions that the Chachmei Tzofas agree with Rashi, and they say that the Aloche of Akma Barbat Israel is the Nokimei Yisrael, is only Shayach after Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah, so the Deen of the Umi Salah Zohar applied, because the Allah is, if there is an intermarriage between a Mitzri and the Knani, if the father is a Knani, then the child is considered a Knani. If the father is a Mitzri, the father is considered a Mitzri. So before Matan Torah, the Din of the Umi Salah Zohar applied. So the Ramban is chilek on Chachmei Tzofas. He says, but Meshorosh Niskalish Avraham Avinu is Niskalish Yisrael. So I think that the machlekes between the Ramban and Rashi, or Ramban and Chachmei Tzofas, is whether the din of Nokimei Yisro is based upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat or on the Yisrael of the Klal. According to Chachmei Tzofas, is based upon the Yisrael of the Klal. Before Matan Torah, there was no Yisrael of the Klal, only of the Prat. And according to Rashi, it was based upon the Yisrael of the Prat. And that was even before Matan Torah. I think we'll leave it here.
Oi.